Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A new bill proposing a ban on hair coursing is due to be introduced in the Dáil today. But will it finally get the support that it needs to pass? To discuss this now, I'm joined by Rise TD for Dublin South West, Paul Murphy, and Independent TD for Kerry, Danny Healy-Ray. I'll come to you first, Paul. Why bring this bill now? What's important about it?
Hi, Kira. Because it's beyond time for Ireland to ban hair coursing. We're one of only three countries in the EU that hasn't moved to ban it. It's even banned in the north of Ireland. And because hair coursing is a really cruel and barbaric practice. I mean, for those who don't know what it involves, every year over 5,000 hairs are captured in the wild. They are held in captivity, in very close confinement to each other when they're solitary creatures. They're trained over a period of time about in which way to run. And then they're coursed. And what coursed means is that they're released down a track. They run and they're chased by two dogs that are 10 times their size in order to see which dog turns them first, so forces them to turn first. They're often hit by the dogs, they're often thrown in the air by the dogs, they're often pinned down by the dogs, and some of them die as a result or suffer very serious injuries. And, you know, in this day and age, we should not have such a sport.
A cruel
happening.
Practice might be what people might refer to it as. Let me bring you in, Danny. Hares are terrorised. It's not necessary. There are other ways to get your kicks and have your sport. Why are you in support of what a lot of people consider a cruel and sort of anachronistic pastime?
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And Paul and all your listeners. No, I don't agree that it's cruel. And first of all, I want all to know that I was brought up to love and care hares because there are not that many of them. I actually know where they are in Old Farm. And they get, first of all, they have to get permission. These people that are involved in the hare coursing, they have to get permission from the farmers or the landowners to net the hares. And one of the understandings is that they have to bring back the hares again and let them off where they got them in the first place. And that always happens. And if it didn't happen, 1 year, they wouldn't be allowed to
But Danny, Paul has just said that some of the times the hares die, so they can't be released back if that happens.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Paul?
And the people...
It is a fact that hares die. In the last 4 years, 75 hares have died. So a lot less hares die now than before they had the muzzles in place. But another 600 were pinned to the ground and may suffer very serious injuries as a consequence.
I don't believe that. And the people that I represent right around Kerry and even into Cork and Limerick and parts of those places and the people that have been doing this for generations, they love the hares. And I'll just give you an example of my love for the hares how it happened. When I was a young fella, I was driving down to the village with my uncle and I actually hit a hare. The hare came running towards me and I couldn't avoid him. But my uncle Dan at the time was very critical of me and said I should have avoided the hare. And that's how I was brought up to love the hares, and I can assure you I didn't hit or hurt or harm any hare since.
Paul, a lot of rural people would see themselves as animal lovers and would see this as something that they've traditionally done. Are they wrong?
I don't doubt Danny's love for hares, but it is a funny way of showing love for something. that you set it out to be chased by something that's 10 times its size. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't do that to a person that you love. You wouldn't think that that's a good way to treat it. The farmers may give permission for the hares to be netted, but the hares certainly don't give any permission. And opinion polls demonstrate that there is broad opposition across society, rural and urban, against hare coursing. 77% in a Red Sea poll in September called for or supported a ban of hare coursing.
Danny,
as you said, it's anachronistic.
Does Paul not have a point? Like the hares only run because they're terrified.
Look, he's entitled to his opinion and I'm entitled to mine. There are people right around the county that I represent are spending thousands of euros on this sport. They love their sport and they have been doing it for generations, hundreds of years. And their sport, they certainly care for the hare and love them as much as they ever could.
Sure. I'm afraid we're up against a time. In a word, Paul, do you expect this bill to pass?
We had big victories in the last couple of years on wild animals in circuses, on fur farming. That was because of public campaigning, and that's what we're going to do again.
Okay, look, I'm sorry to cut you both short, but thank you both to Danny Healy-Rae, their independent TD for Kerry, and Paul Murphy, Rise TD for Dublin Southwest.